Imagine picking up your morning coffee cup. Before your fingers even touch the ceramic, your brain has already predicted its weight, texture, and temperature. This remarkable feat, performed effortlessly by your neocortex, represents the true essence of intelligence. Not the behavioral outputs that AI researchers have chased for decades, but prediction. This insight forms the cornerstone of Jeff Hawkins' groundbreaking theory in On Intelligence, a book that has influenced everyone from Elon Musk to Ray Kurzweil. Unlike traditional views of intelligence as computation, Hawkins reveals a profound truth. Our brains don't compute solutions, they predict them based on stored patterns. This fundamental shift in understanding intelligence has maintained relevance for nearly two decades, while traditional AI approaches repeatedly hit walls of limitation. For decades, artificial intelligence has overpromised and underdelivered. The field's founding assumption, that the brain is just another kind of computer, with intelligence emerging from symbol manipulation, led researchers down a frustrating path. Remember when IBM's Deep Blue defeated chess champion Garry Kasparov? The media hailed it as a triumph of machine intelligence. But Deep Blue wasn't intelligent, it was just incredibly fast, evaluating 200 million positions per second without understanding chess any more than a calculator understands mathematics. The problem stems from AI's behavior-centric approach. Following Alan Turing's influence, researchers equated intelligence with producing correct outputs for given inputs. But intelligence isn't about behavior. You're still intelligent while lying in the dark, thinking. Neural networks emerged as an alternative, but quickly settled on simplistic models that missed three essential brain characteristics: time-based processing, feedback connections, and hierarchical architecture. The neocortex, a dinner napkin-sized sheet of neural tissue folded into our skull, houses our entire conscious experience. All memories, knowledge, and skills exist within its 30 billion neurons arranged in six layers. Its revolutionary feature is its uniformity. Neuroscientist Vernon Mountcastle discovered that the neocortex performs the same computational operation everywhere, regardless of whether it's processing vision, hearing, language, or planning. The differences between regions stem from their connections, not their fundamental algorithm, representing the Rosetta Stone of neuroscience. Evidence comes from plasticity experiments. Cortical tissue can process whatever information flows into it. When visual signals are rewired to a ferret's auditory cortex, the animal develops vision through brain tissue normally used for hearing. In humans, blind adults use their visual cortex to read Braille. All sensory inputs to the brain are simply spatial and temporal patterns flowing through neural pathways. Your perceived reality is a construction built from these patterns, explaining why virtual reality feels so convincing. What happens when patterns enter your cortex? They become memories that form the foundation of intelligence. Brain memory differs from computer memory in four crucial ways. First, we recall memories sequentially, not randomly. When telling stories or remembering songs, you follow the temporal sequence in which you learned them. Second, we have auto-associative memory, the ability to recall complete patterns from partial inputs. A melody might trigger memories of where you first heard it, or you might recognize a friend from just their silhouette. Third, our cortex remembers important relationships independent of details, forming invariant representations. You recognize a friend instantly despite changes in lighting, angle, or obstruction. Fourth, the cortex stores memories hierarchically, mirroring reality's nested structure. Letters form words, words form sentences, notes form melodies, melodies form songs. This hierarchical memory allows us to recognize patterns at multiple levels simultaneously. Understanding stems from neurons making accurate predictions, not from behavior. When navigating your dark home, your brain predicts obstacles. You only notice when something unexpected appears, because a prediction has been violated. These predictions occur automatically, in parallel, and largely outside awareness. Making pancakes involves unconscious predictions about cabinet knobs and griddle controls. Walking requires constant predictions about foot movement. In conversations, you often anticipate others' words before they finish. The relationship between prediction and behavior reveals something profound. We don't move our arm and then predict seeing it move. Rather, we predict seeing our arm move, which generates the motor commands to make it happen. Intelligence fundamentally involves remembering patterns and using them to predict what comes next in language, mathematics, physical properties, or social situations. The cortex implements prediction through a hierarchy of increasingly abstract processing. In vision, primary visual cortex cells respond to specific patterns in small visual field portions, while higher regions contain face cells that fire regardless of a face's position or angle. Information flows bidirectionally. Sensory data moves upward, while predictions flow downward. When predictions match reality, processing occurs efficiently at lower levels. When mismatches occur, unexpected information travels higher, requiring more conscious attention. This explains why familiar driving requires little thought, while new cities demand concentration. In familiar environments, pattern matching happens in lower cortical regions, freeing higher regions for other tasks. The aha moment occurs when a high-level prediction successfully flows down without conflicts. The hippocampus sits atop this hierarchy, receiving only information that can't be understood through previous experience. Novel events are instantly remembered, but permanently stored only through repetition. As we age, fewer things reach the hippocampus. The more you know, the less you remember. Creativity isn't limited to special brain regions or gifted individuals. It's fundamental to prediction itself. Creativity is making predictions by analogy, a constant cortical function. Whether finding a restaurant in an unfamiliar restaurant or playing a melody on a new instrument, you're using creative prediction through analogy. Higher-level creativity emerges when this system operates more abstractly. Mathematicians recognizing patterns across equations, doctors diagnosing conditions, or Shakespeare crafting metaphors. Creative differences stem from unique experiences and physical brain variations, like Einstein's brain with its greater glial cell density and 15% wider structure. Consciousness may simply be what it feels like to have a cortex. When imagining a hippopotamus, your visual cortex activates as if actually seeing one. Imagination occurs when predictions become inputs, allowing us to follow prediction chains without physical action, forming the foundation of planning, creativity, and conscious thought. Truly intelligent machines would be built on hierarchical memory, connected to specialized senses, and trained through repetitive experience. These systems would process information vastly faster than biological brains, potentially absorbing entire libraries or complex data sets in minutes with human-level comprehension. Unlike humans, constrained by skull size and evolution, intelligent machines could have unlimited memory and novel sensory capabilities, perhaps perceiving weather patterns as naturally as we recognize objects, or sensing abstract mathematical spaces beyond three dimensions. Understanding the brain enhances rather than diminishes our wonder of existence. The memory prediction framework offers testable predictions supported by neuroscience, making the brain's seemingly chaotic details meaningful and comprehensible. This insight creates new paths for artificial intelligence that truly emulate the brain's predictive capabilities. The question isn't whether we'll build truly intelligent machines, but when, and if we'll recognize the opportunity before us. Intelligence isn't computation. It's prediction. This fundamental shift holds the key to understanding ourselves and creating machines that can truly think.